Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. We are alive today, and at least I am able to think and to keep my peace. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you're listening for the first time, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio Show, The Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. I am kind of feeling distress. However, I am willing to say a few things that comes to my mind. What I have in my mind now, what I'm looking at is the force that has been driven, the force that is driving, I am to say, people. The force that is driving people. And you have a different layer of this force. Because we have what is called government. And of course, I would like to say something about the force that has been driving the mind of people, because the way I see it, let's say the right way to view the world is really to go from the historic point where there were three different life forms. And I talked about that before. And that is, we would look at the horizon around us and think that if we were to exclude buildings and things that have been built up both by the Elohims that came to the earth and other secondary things that mankind established, if we are to separate these things and focus on the planet itself, and I have a pleasure in looking up at the skies, the clouds, and think of the idea that make us make sense of when there was nothing on the planet, like human beings. Now, if you think going back in that time, and you would wonder what it's like back then. That is something that is awesome. Awesome thought to think about what happened back there. All right. So let's fast forward to the we know that there was only water on the planet, you know, a few billion years ago. When we as human beings consider time, you notice that we're not getting it, you know. However, when we manage to think that, okay, we only accustomed to the planet with people on it. So, if we think about the Earth with human on it, how much are we missing when we only accustomed to human on the planet? You see, we wouldn't be thinking with a perfect view of the world. We would miss out on major identification, or when we think about the planet, if we only think about just human being as you see it, we would lose the essence because we don't know where we are coming from. But when we get a look at, you know, when there was only water, so it's like you're looking at the ocean out there and it was only ocean and there was nobody to see it. So we can only have imagination. So imagination can make things for us to deal with the thoughts that we are having, right? Imagination. So imagine way back in time, or imagine the time when your mother was born or your father was born. Now, it is a good way to look on time, but it is only in a context of at that time. You're looking at the context before your mother were born, the day when she was given birth to, you know, or your father. The imagination of that will do a lot for your mind to be gathering up this scenery in your mind and your thinking. That was long before I was born, before my mother was just being born at such and such a time. And you can go backward into time on many things that you would never know, but you can imagine them when they were in existence back in time. All right. How am I to make sense of this kind of thinking? I am making sense of who we are today by thinking like that. And a lot of people might say, well, what is he talking about? But for me, my imagination is doing a powerful thing to make me look at the past and equate it to the present time and appreciate the fact that if there weren't the past, there would not be a present time. Think about that. Isn't that powerful? Yes, it is. All right. What if we go into the, let's say, the first three, let's say, dispensation, and think of the first one that we read about is the microbes and microscopic phase of time. That, you know, water recedes. We know we have dry land. But what happened when you look at the ocean out there and you look back on the land where you're standing on? And you look at the big ocean out there and you just think of it, and now we can think that there was a time when there was only ocean cover the earth until water recede and we begin to have land, until we have countries and things like that, and we see how rugged the surface of the earth is, that we can tell that, you know, it was not made like that. Something happened that caused the surface of most of the world, you know, is into a state of ruin, as it were. All right. But when we get to understand that and we think about the first life form, if you know how valuable that is, it is very valuable to think of it. Turn on your camera in your imagination and look at time when things were a certain kind of way. And, you know, you might not see anything into what I'm saying, but I am feeding into a great power that is bringing into my brain valuable instances and energy of existence that brings satisfaction to my mind, because I am not lost in this context. I am visualizing a lot of things that bring forth the sphere around us. Begin to have a good sense of how life exists when there was no humanity, there was no second, no second form of life, which when you get to know the second form of life. We talk about the first form of life after there is dry land. Right? We talk about the microscopic era. That is after some water recedes, things, life form begin to like do things. All right. So it helps when we can look and examine when things were microscopic. How about that? Yeah. You really have to be somebody who want to have more than just going out the store and buy some bread or something. sense of life, right up to where we are, it's good to look back at the past and then satisfy yourself as to what you accomplished thinking about that and what kind of life you would like to enjoy now using your imagination of things, okay, and to settle yourself in a grandiose feeling and thought that, you know, it's not easy to find yourself in this mode of thinking. All right. So listen, there is a state of life that exists right now where we have the white people. So remember, we talk about the microscopic. We talk about the microscopic phase of life. And it was not something that is like we now in civilized thinking. You know, it was not like that. The microscopic age was not like that. It were small creatures. And you ever see some little things crawling, but you'd need like a microscopic glass to look at them because they're so small that you wonder, how can life be so, you know, in something like that? You can hardly see it unless your eye really sight really good. So we know how that was. And then we could stretch our imagination as to, you know, what kind of a life is behind making these planets and cause microscopic things to form once the Earth was making dry land. So we understand that the microscopic things create another form of life. And microscopic things are still around, right? But we don't have anything to really associate in, you know, like we deal with things of civilized time. All right. So let us reflect on when the second life form came about. And that life form is identified by hominids. Call him monkey. It's about the first type of creature beside human being that we are told talked. We were told, right? The first living thing is among others, but the main one was the monkeys. And you can see that monkeys nowadays look a lot like mankind. But there's a lot of things that we don't know about monkeys. Because monkeys evolve and, you know, cause a lot of trouble. All right, but so we know about the monkey period, right? We today, as human beings, we don't monkey around any monkey, right? But we understand what monkeys are. All right, so let's get to, all right, we know about time when the microcosm existed billions of years ago, and then came the primates, like few the primates did a long time too, like maybe the primates like 55 billion years old, or million or billions, I forget what I looked at the last time. However, it is like about 62 to 55. First and hominid. All right. In history textbook. All right, let me say here. Second life form. Second life form on Earth. All right. They're saying the earliest form we know of were microscopic organisms, microbes that left signal of their presence in rocks about 3.7 billion microscopic, right? All right. Now, I'm asking for the second, you know, the second life form, you know, and they might give me the first life form. All right. What are the two oldest life form? Tell me. Microbial mat fossil have been found in 3.48 billion. You know, that is really stretching my mind. 3.48 billion years ago. Sandstone in Western Australia. Evidence of more biogenic graphite and possibly promatolites were discovered in 3.7 billion years old. Metasedimentary rocks in southern Greenland. All right. So, what are the two life forms? He's saying the two major groups of the single cell. For example, bacteria, Marchia, and Proteus, and the multicellular animals and plants. All right. So, what are the five types of life? No. I don't want to go up this all. I want to go, in what order did life appear on Earth? Oh. Okay. Now, all these kind of a figure here, I don't trust some of them. However, I want to get back on the part where we come to the third, because the World History Textbook tells us about the third life form, all right? And I would like to tell you something about the third life form. That's interesting. Okay. Yes. The third around 250,000 years ago, a third dating artifacts okay. I'm looking for another method. Thermoluminescence dating enables scientists to make relatively precise measurement back to 200,000 years. This method of analysis dates an object by measuring, given off by electrons, and trapped in the soil, surrounding fossil and artifacts, microscopic and biological analysis of organic remains, such as blood, hair, and plant tissues on rocks, tools and weapons, given scientists still more information, such analysis has shown that blood molecule may survive millions of years. All right. But it is showing now that the second phase of life is early stages of development, although modern science has given us more precise method for expanding the prehistory of mankind. Prehistory of mankind. We don't want, right here is where the white people messed up the history book, because they don't want to define how white people come about. And white people come about because of their hominid mischievousness. White people have done something to the African hybrid people, and they today, what you see they are doing is, like I say, about mischievousness. The second life form, the white people don't want to tell about the way they, who are white people, came from apes. The second form of life. So you're looking at a people who have destroyed the sequence of life form. White people represent a life form that is deadly. Don't you see how many of the African people they kill? Yeah. And they disregard the law of civilization. That's the world we are living in right now. So when I'm talking about this, it may sound like I'm not making coherent stuff, but I'm dissecting the first form of life, the microbes. And the second is the primates, you know. So the first form of life go on until it develop the second form of life. All right, the third form of life did not follow the same course as the second form of life.
So this is how the World History textbook distinguish the third form of life, which is the human being. So if you're listening to me, you know, I was quite a little sleepy before, but I am getting a little more energy right now so that I can articulate much better about these three life forms, right? So it's not too difficult to deal with the first two life forms, but based upon what has happened on the planet with the second form of life, we are having a lot of problems. The world turn on the human life is tampered with. Okay? That the life form that we have that is supposed to be the second form of life is to remain mute. Listen to what I'm saying. Because it is supposed to be of primates. Different form of primates. And it's not. Bad things happen that we're supposed to know. That the second life form has interbreed with the human. I know they want to call themselves human being and killing human being that they crossbreed and call themselves modern man. And what they do is use their disease to wipe out real hybrid human being. You know, I'm glad I come into this kind of trying to like dissect between the three form of life, where humanity is the third form of the quality life. You can only find two species of life form. The first, they don't even bother call it a species, they just call it microbe, you know. So I imagine you could call it a species too, right? But I'm not going to do that. But the fact that we are saying it seems like species are defined on a higher level than the microbe. But then when we come to the second life form now, the hominid monkey, it's many batches or subgroups of monkeys. And what happened is that they crossbreed with our ancestors. And the Neanderthals is belonging to the human species, right? What happened is the Neanderthals remain mute, but good looking. They don't have speech. They don't have language. Okay? And And during the time, I have got information now that nailed down the time when those primates were smart enough to do things. And that's how they attack our people and do things with them. Not all of them, but I mean, they would, our ancestors would, who were contaminated, they spread it, spread those disease germs to our people. And it's the reason why today they came in, these white people come in and begin to take control after they learn to speak, because they never speak. I mean, for billions of years they are developing, but they never speak no language. Right now, if you they are Europe, they come from Europe, because that's, they leave Africa and go up into Europe. And it is when they were up in Europe, the gods came from above, and mission of gold, they were mining gold, and they do many other things on the planet, like the four rivers that they dredge, and the pyramids, and a whole bunch of other things that they have done. And what these white hominids did was get our blood and go away and go hatch up their own culture that become homosexual. You see what I mean? And this is why the world is in the state it is in, because we hybrid people have been dosed with disease, a whole bunch of disease. And that is what is happening to us today. It happened after we were created and was sound and healthy, very healthy. Nothing was wrong with us. We didn't know anything about disease. But these white people come and do it and take charge of the things that the Elohim taught us to do. They come in and come learn of it. They turn lawyer and all that kind of something now. That's why now, you see, there is a challenge between us hybrid people. And you see, they have that word in indigenous. It means the first people. So even though we are using the word, but we are not living the life. And they don't regard us because their disease turned our brain upside down. You see, this is what is happening. So I'll just read this second life form to you, that these white people don't want nothing to do with it. This whole bunch of nasty foolishness that they write in the Bible. We are now, anywhere you are out there, you must understand that the Bible is not a civilized book. It is not for African people. So if you're out there, I believe in Jesus and I believe in God in the Christian Bible, you are messing up your brain. You do. There is a lot for us to understand written in the Bible. We are to know. Otherwise, we will be confused until we are dead. No joke about that. So I'm not going into a lot of that, but because I cannot be too broad so that I cannot go. Okay. All right. Think about this, because very rare you will hear people talk these kind of things, and maybe you may never hear anybody talk about it. But since I come to find out, that things are very wrong, and knowing that we are created by divine creatures. I mean, some people call them extraterrestrial. The extraterrestrial, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying they are extraterrestrial. But it must be known that officially they are called Elohim and called gods and Anunnaki and I think some other names, because when they came to Earth, Earth is very much has different characteristics from their planet where they come from, called Nibiru, right? That's way beyond Pluto. So therefore, these Elohims, they live many thousands of years. They have very long life. So there is serious distinction between them and humans. They use their blood to create us human beings. That's where human beings come from. It's because we are, and we have books with the history of it. And because of these white people and the Bible that they wrote, that is the trouble that we are having. Because 100,000 years ago, when some of our ancestors began to leave Africa and come to the Western world, that's where this old blood thing transpired, and why we are, you know, we have turned the fool because of the disease them that they transmit to us, causes the whole world to turn upside down, and they cause us to believe the foolishness that they write in the Bible. Now, white people are not human beings, but what they have done take on our own species. That is wrong, because that turns us into fools, kind of human beings that we were created to be. We have, you know, a physical appearance. Indeed, we don't lose the virtue of humanity. No, we are still an atomic human being. We're not like them. But they come to look like us because of what they did. And they are homosexual. They are bold. But they behave and can really remove some of us out of our place and replace us, these white people. So not unless we come to our senses, these white people will always create a problem for us. Because right now, they say they're government. They're not government. And if we don't get intelligent enough to, like, make distinction, hold on to what is the truth, these people will always, I mean, kick us into the dust. But if we develop the knowledge and read and discover what is wrong, we are able to reinstate our way of life. But apart from that, oh no, we will never come back to who we were. Because they are giving us poison and we don't even know. And we don't have anybody to take back our control from them. You see, they're giving us filth to eat and we eat it and don't know it's filth we are eating. These white people are doing that to us. Okay? So that when you read this world history textbook, you will find, if your mind, you know, if your mind is working right, you will see the confusion in this world history textbook. That you have to be pretty sharp to read and find out these kind of evil writing that they have done into the World History textbook. They crossed the border between them and us long time, and the fact that they are into the Western world, it's a no. No. They're not supposed to be here. And because of the situation, that's why we are here and behaving like we are comfortable. And we don't have what it takes to push them out. But it's not because the knowledge is not here. It's just that we are void of it. It's no joke. So when they have caused situation to break down the barrier between them and us, they have gained, sad to say, they have gained the, what you call, the privilege or the, they have broken down the concept that keep us apart. They have broken it down to where there's hardly any of us that know these people are monkeys. So no matter what you're doing, you go and interbreed with them, you're building up their culture and take it like it's okay. Go and fuck them and raise up children with them. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to happen. But it is happening. And right now, people listening to me, some people definitely will appreciate what I'm saying. They'll think that I am, I have achieved a good degree of understanding about our life existence. But some people don't really care, you see. They don't really care. And they think that, they and white people are equal, or maybe they would like to be equal with white people and all that. And it's not the truth. It is not the truth. So right in this World History textbook, there is this chapter 1 in this World History textbook that tells us who we are. But they will never tell us. White people will not tell us who we are. They will not tell us who they are because they know that they have criminally offended us, and our laws of in kingship government, that we have legal succession to rule the earth with people like us. No, they come and make themselves like they are like us and say they have government. And you know what? This bothers me because I grew up in church where they teach us all of these faggot foolishness. Not that we were homosexual. No. We didn't know anything about them being homosexual. But later on, these people, not people, but these these hominid primates, apes, that's what the book said, they are apes, they come from apes, okay, and they don't want us to know that because they want to like wear our clothes and look like human being and everything like that. That's what they do, right? And someday they all will, what do you call it, Bob Marley says, you know, the bucket bottom will drop out for them because they are not human being. They are not human being. They only know so much. They only feel so much. They only imagine so much. They are not us. And that, you know, is a hard thing for a lot of people to swallow. But what I'm telling you is true, because right here it tells you that our species was never on Earth until 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development begun. Okay, so you can see the line is drawn between us, but because of what they do, we are having struggle to come back to ourselves. So that right now, if anything should happen, and let's say I'm talking and saying things, and you know, it is going to be difficult for them to approach me, because I would shut them down if they do. They would be shut down if they would like want to have some problem, like use their AD and Adam and Allah on me. They can't. They would never be able to do that. And they would be assailed instantly. They can't come in front of me and try to make an argument that you can't this, you can't that. You see? And I only take certain... do certain conduct that, of course, you know, we are all going along until, but I don't try to do anything to like to speed up anything. I go along with what I think or what I am inspired to do. But I come to find out this, and look, I am not at ease to see the situation we're in. I think that there is something ahead of us, you know, basically, based on what I have read and see to be the situation that we are in since we have been left here to carry on emulation of the government and civilization, because we are the civilized people, not them, no matter what they're going on with. Okay, so if I write certain things and you know they don't like it, well, they kick me off of Facebook and Twitter and other places that that I have been on, right? But they have problem with my tweet that they have to like abandon the appeal that I appeal. They will not respond to it because I have touched very sensitive nerves in their invasion and colonization. Those things are not supposed to happen. Those things are out of the way. Indeed, what I'm saying is serious. And as far as they are concerned, talking about that they are a government, I mean, look, that's a serious thing And one of the most serious things that has ever happened, look at the calamity of the societal world today. These people are stealing our things night and day and claim it's theirs. And our people don't care them going along with them. You know, like, Erie something. And this, what his name is? Oh, gosh. Yeah. Erie Melbourne. Yeah, he worked for MSNBC. Erie Melbourne. He is a fine, he's a lawyer. He is African. And, you know, you look at these guys and another guy there, Indian guy, named Steele. I forget what Steele's name is, but he's a Republican. And they are satisfied with these sodomites. Yeah, and them are sodomites. You read in Genesis 19 where they want to wrench off Lot's door because he had two male visitors. And it's back in the time when the gods, they were here, the Elohim them, right? And they take a visit to Lot's house because what? These homosexuals were in the area and they were being out of order and nasty. These gods went over there and go to Lot's house, and those people, those sodomites, they had some, like, a little area there where they are like a little place that they all, what do they call it, a little city or whatever it is. Yeah, but they all were there in that area, and they are saying, whether it's true, I don't know, but it may be some of the story is true. But you read Genesis 19, and you will see what the Bible says. I don't accept some of the things that they say, but I do think, because here they are homosexual here today, that we know them. So what they are saying about homosexual, there's nothing to disbelieve. But the what they claim to write, since it's not us, it's not us writing the Bible in the true sense of who wrote the Bible. It is not us. However, since they have scraped from a few things and put it into the Bible, because they don't do anything that is legal or right. These folks do anything they want, because guess what? 100,000 years ago was when we have lost our minds to these people because of their diseases. Their diseases turn us into what we are today. They are able to do anything they want, except for right now. Because, look, if anything should happen that I have to give representation, that's the day they are done with. That's the day all of what they do would end. They would have to leave right away, because nobody with sense is going to accommodate these white people. Okay, and all the wealth and the thing that them have is not theirs. None of it is theirs. 2,600 years ago, everything gone, let loose. But they began their destruction of us from way back, almost 200,000 years ago. Okay? But it is Because when they were destroying the Neanderthals, you know, it was beyond 100,000 years ago. So they are into the first 100,000 years when we were developing in Africa. And this is the problem here today with these talking sodomites, white people now. Okay? They cannot manage us if we get to the point where they must get slapped down and driven out. You see, you know, we're having quite a bit of tornadoes, a lot of things that are happening, you know, in the weather system and in other system, the heat and all kind of things culminating together to put these people down. They are being put down along with being idiots, because now they are running government. And as soon as we raise up, and they must be pushed out, they will be pushed out. These white people will be pushed out. All you hear them talking about, this is our country and America and stuff like that. These are sodomite fucking ass folks you're looking at. They never wear clothes. If you think white people did wear clothes, you make a sad mistake. No, they didn't. 100,000 years, they never wear clothes. Kind of things about them, they don't want the world to know whilst they are now behaving like they are the supreme. They're nothing, not even the S. Okay? So this is what's happening on our planet, where we have a lot of coro-coro creatures walking around looking like human beings. They are not human beings. Hominids, white people, are not. They don't come from our species. And in this worldish textbook, they are hominid. We are wise sapiens. Okay? So I read it to you. Yes? Around 200,000, 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development, human, not hominid development, but human development. Many other places you're going to see them bungle up human being and hominid together. You hear me? You have to be careful of that, because we cannot afford to allow these people to keep on eroding our existence. All right. The beauty about it, we don't have to go and start fight them with no weapons. You just need the truth alone. That's it. We don't need to have no argument with these honest fucking white people. We just need to know the truth and know to walk circumspect. Okay? Them and their democracy is not for us. Okay? You're wasting and killing yourself to go and vote for them and give them money. I mean, when we don't know, we don't know. Like back in Obama time, I was glad that what they call a black man was coming into the office. That was quite a few years ago, right? 9 or so years ago, or 12 years ago. But I supported it because I think strategically it would be good for a black man to become president. But, you know, I went further and start reading and begin to find out, you know what? Obama is a rotten apple. He and Michelle, rotten apple. They must faggot because of these white people who bring all of this stuff down on us. Okay? So I'm telling you who we are, because right now we don't know who we are as long as we believe in Jesus. You know what I mean? In the worst kind of way, because they invaded us when we leave Africa and come into the Western world, right? And we don't know that Caesar Augustus is a faggot. We don't know that Jesus is just a character, not real. We don't know that. And it's doing a lot of harm and setback. But it's not, no matter what is going to happen, we are going to triumph. Some of us going to perish because some of us brain appear to be too decay and won't be able to think and restore yourself. Well, nothing can do anything to rotten apple, okay? So we're going to go on with people who are capable to understand and want back their life, want their government and, you know, and the inalienable rights that belong to us. We need to have it back. Our government is right in hand. These people don't have no government. And as soon as we juke that, you will find out, you know what? They got to go. Because A.D. Anno Domini is a ranking, stinking Jesus, God, foolishness. It's not a government. Because government is what our God set up in Eridu and the places where they touched down and back in South Africa. You know, they are the ones that brought civilization. It's not these fucking white asshole people, them, okay? That's all they are looking for, is to turn us into Christians so they can fuck our asshole. Obama make it law in their so-called federal government to marry man and man in America. Not in our America? No, but they turn our place into Europe. And look, it's not going to happen. When you read this book and you find out what it says about humanity and how we were created, that's the only time that we will have peace into our soul. So, as far as I'm concerned, I am for that peace of our soul. And I will have peace when we have accomplished what we are supposed to, right? We have the truth here, and as far as I'm concerned, nobody don't bother want me around them, because I cannot bow down in with people who are not interested in hates us and how we must be kept by that spirit inside of us. So I can't bow or seek friendship or not like that with nobody who is out of the way then. You can't be out of the way for me to deal and friend, because I have a different nature now that I understand where we're coming from and who we are. I am telling you, when I tell people these things, what I find in the world is textbook. You have a lot of folly that I have to brush aside. But I am picking up sense out of nonsense here. Okay? So when I come and read this and find out nobody was saying anything to me, nobody's not saying anything to me about these things right here. And these are the things that solve our problem. It's not the church nothing. You see, when we were in Palestine, is our head is all, brain is all gone too. You see, and it's the reason why we couldn't defend ourselves against them, because we were already, you know, like I said, I mean, 100,000 years ago, when we were leaving Africa, that was when they bring all of their crosses and dump it, and our mind's gone. You know, we don't have any kings ruling now. It's the white people, them sodomites, ruling now. And the truth is here for us to know it. And no, we're not into the truth. We're into Christmas and Easter that they taught us. It's not ours. It's not our thing. But for me to get up and begin to see things that point me in a different direction after like over 50 or so years, I believe it. That's something that I don't fool around with nobody. Because I think at some point, the good gods will help us out. But how can they help us if we are not trying to help ourselves? And if we can, meaning that we are not receptive to reading and understand what we're reading. We want to listen to the preacher up there, even T.G. Jakes, and, you know, I mean, the rest of them there turn homosexual. You know, we won't know what to do. But I tell you, if you listen to me and you cannot understand what I'm saying, it's a pity. Because I'm not sophisticated enough to talk with somebody not listening and understanding. I'm not up there, because I am not going to talk like, you know, somebody who into something else. No, I want to be natural, be myself, and to hearken to what I come to know. You see what I mean? And if the truth will destroy the evil, I want the truth to destroy the evil. There's no joke about that. Because I think that the gods are waiting on us. Okay? So I give you this, and I've been trying to like give you this little message from the World History textbook, that we did not, if anybody is telling you something different, it is the World History textbook. And this World History textbook shows that we have government from antiquity. Okay? These white people only want to know that we don't know what we are thinking or what we're talking about. That's what they want. If we come to know the truth that they don't want us to know, they know they need to run. Run. And that's not a joke. Now, so I'm telling you, we were not the second form of life. We are not the second life form. We are the third. Okay? And if you don't know what is written here, you go out there and you bend down to foolishness. No joke about that, because how will you know to make a distinction? All right? So I am telling you, our species from the ground by the gods. It's not coming from their second life form where they evolved. Okay, so this was a special species that the gods, the Elohim, uses with their blood. That's why we are hybrid people. Okay, now it's easy for somebody to hear that and don't bother pay no mind, and you look at the whole world tumbling like you see those rivers coming down and, you know, turning over everything people have and wash them away. Yeah. You can look at that world over there, tumbling all over, and you don't pay attention to good information that will fix your spirit inside of you. All right. This is, I pine after knowing this very piece of information right here. The difference between human being and them white asshole fucking white people there. Where they come from, there is no respect for them from us because they don't belong among us to begin with, according to history. They don't belong among us. And even the Bible that they wrote, you will find things in there that shows distinction between Jews and Gentiles. And if you understand some of that, if you understand it right, you will get a lot of sense out of it. Right? One time, long time ago, they call us. They call us Jews. Like 2,000 or more years ago, these white people call us Jews. Why they don't call us Jews today? Why do they call themselves Gentiles 2,000 years ago and call us Jews? And they said Jesus was a Jew, right? Then if Jesus came to his own African people and then put him on a cross and said, Jesus, the king of the Jews. So today now, that man back there that they call Jesus, of course they didn't call him Jesus to begin with. He is Yeshua. But these white people will change up things right in the middle of procession. They don't care that they did call us Jews 2023. They don't care that they have it written in the Bible that Jesus was king of the Jews. They don't care. And they were Gentiles. When they have Apostle Paul talking about the Jews and the Gentiles, remember that Jesus forget to teach St. Paul or whoever else before he go back to heaven. Jesus forget to teach someone about the Gentiles. So when he go up to heaven, he realized that he forget that he should teach somebody that. So he lied to his father that he finished the work, which means he got 12 disciples. You look at these kind of a rancid nonsense that we are subjected to simply because we don't understand. Jesus, who you think is a perfect Son of God. First of all, we have never thought about the fact that a spirit God that they label as a male God could not begot a son without a woman. He's a spirit God, but if he's a spirit God and they call him a male God, then you expect that even in the spirit world, there would be a female, because there is no creation like that without a female. And all these old bunch of nonsense that we are believing without even noticing. These people, when I tell you that, our heads, our brain is sick from 100,000 years ago. You think it's a joke. It's not a joke. The kind of stuff we believe in the Bible. These people from back in 509 BC, when they take up, remove the king of Rome, They remove the king and take over the St. Peter's Basilica over there. That's where the Pope is at. It's our place that they have. And today, they call themselves Romans, and we don't realize that's the king that was the Romans. These folks turn our head upside down because of what? Their disease, because they come from ape. White people are not human beings. None at all. White people are never human beings. And the Bible is not going to tell you that they are human being either. I have someone who just visited me here a while ago. Spent like about maybe 5 minutes. And they seem to hear something they don't want to hear. But you see what I mean? I would like for somebody to like come in and have a talk. They don't want to have a talk. Because what I'm saying is like, hey, tastes bitter. Like it's, you know, it's not thing that they want to hear. But Christianity is not for African hybrid people. It's not. And if you want to go to church, I am telling you, don't go back to church. Go read your history. Seek to find the truth. Seek to know somebody who will be earnest in what they think, what they know, and from that knowledge, you have liberty to believe. But you don't go and believe things that you don't know, because belief don't have any light to shine on anything. Knowledge will make you know everything that you set out to know. And as long as it is there for you, available to know, you will. And you will develop, because this is what we want to happen. A development, the knowledge we ought to know. So I tell you, we are special people. But we are not special when we are, made deformed mentally. We're not. So I tell you that they are hominid. It is very clear that they are hominid. White people are hominid. The hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Right? Now it says around 250, because remember what it says, you know, that these folks leave, they have called, they said, these hominids walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Don't say human being. Hominid. They have called it Kenyatropus pletiop. The flat-faced man think that it is about 3.5 million years old. You see that? Yes. Now, second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance. Now, why they call this human development is, you see, this is where they are messing up the things that we are to know. Because they will mix up hominid and human being together at some places. And other times, they don't mix it up to show the distinction. So that's what these white sodomites are doing every day. They're doing it willfully. All right, so they're going to tell you, once they say it's human development, look at what they're going to say next. Upright human being. How they mix up hominid that appear as Homo erectus. How they mix up that upright human being. How Homo erectus become human being. It does not. But if you read it just like you read about wise men follow a star to the baby. I believe that from I was a child until I get old human being now and I begin to read and find out there is no truth to what they are saying in the Bible about wise men follow star. It's a lie. 100% lie. Okay? And yet still millions of people believe that for years and years and die believing it. My parents die believing it. And I live like about 50 years believing it too. Now I'm reading and finally saying, none of them things are true. Jesus never existed. And what they do is call what they call a black man, an African man. Call him, you know, call him Yeshua. No, they call him Jesus Christ. You see, because they never put no white man on the cross when they were there trying to kill us to take away our place in Palestine. No, not at all. So everything about Jesus Christ is dirt, is filth, okay? And if you don't want to know the truth, you're not going to know the truth, right? Because in our time, there are too many things that are hidden from us, and the belief system that they plant inside of us open us up to just accept anything. It doesn't matter how much a lie it is. We will never find out. You read it and go on and you keep believing. So now here you will find out where these people are hiding right in your eyes. They are Homo erectus, and they're the one who interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Okay, these same white people that you see here. Okay, and it says a species, which means hominid species, not human, that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Hominid. And where did they go? And see what they were in Africa, right? But 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. So that is the latest developed hominid, Homo erectus, okay? And them are the one who do the vileness to our people. These hominid, listen, not human being, these hominid were the first to leave Africa and move into Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right, now listen to what is going to divide them from us, who are the third life form, human being. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial, stage in human development with the emergence of a new species. See? Which means they don't have, hominids don't have the same species like us human beings. In this development, they don't belong to our species at all. Okay? Wise sapien. You see what I mean? Wise human being. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapien. And wise sapien, both develop from, and my friend, I wanted to read that to you and get something out of it to someone who want to know. If you want to know, that's it right there, about yourself. You want to know about yourself. All right. Now, like I said to you, what is going on now, if people don't know, listen, and grasp real good knowledge about something from somebody who is honest and will talk and not try to hide or hold down anything. If, you know, if they're wrong, they own up and, you know, and bring all things to righteousness. You're not afraid to purge yourself and you're not over anybody. You will have a hard time if you don't give yourself to want to know the truth. People draw back away from showing up their deficiencies. Then they will always stay deficient and unknowing. All right? So here I am telling you that things are happening in the world today, and those of us who know, like even Cicero, political European in the first century BC, he says, you know, that the gods, they know that the gods control, direct, and govern the world. They know that. These white people know that. They know that. And they come into our life like demons. You see, and all of these diseases that we've been having, they are the ones who pass it on to us from long time. And why we suffer so much disability, okay? So if you think white people are here to save your soul, you're wrong about that. You see, they come with law to marry man and man too, right? So you think of the Christianity that we grow up and see and be part of. If you think it is for real, you're wrong. Get yourself acquainted with the truth and with the good spirit inside of you, and the gods that create us will be in you forever. Now, things that are happening in the world, you see how people are running and dodging from serious acts of water, heat, fire, the gods who created us for their purpose is not to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, there is a chance for us to go to heaven if we give ourselves to obey the things of the gods, because we see it in their Bible, you see, Enoch. You know, some of the older patriarchs, they were taken up to heaven and taught knowledge. I have read it that Adam, the first man, he was taken up to Nibiru. So what we're talking about is not nonsense. But hey, if you don't have the mind to read and to observe the world around you, and you give in to the kind of situation that the white people then make up, you see, and the church itself is an evil demon place. And when they're talking about democracy and all that, is an evil demon thing. These folks, we need to kick them out. But we can't kick them out unless we have the truth, you know, like swelling up our heads. You see what I mean? They are supposed to go, and they will go to have to go if we have taken on the yoke of the truth that the gods put inside of us. Now, I am in love with the tornadoes, you know, because when I see what the tornadoes do, I just know that, oh, you know, I give up myself to the Lord and for them to bless and keep me. I don't have anything to worry about, but I tell you, the people who don't care, don't respect the gods, they will be destroyed, because the gods know when people are mocking, because that is written up into the book. But, you know, there are people who are following the ways of evil whilst they are calling upon the name of God at the same time. It don't work like that. All right. I like to hear the stories of the tornadoes. According to CBS 17, a rear at least for the region. EF3 tornado rip through. According to CBS 17, a rear at least for the region -3 tornado ripped through Nash County. On Wednesday. And cause a fair amount of damage over the course of the more than 30 minutes it spent on the ground while reaching wind speeds upward of 150 miles per hour. Authorities estimate 16 people were injured by the fallout of the storm, and it's easy to see why that was the case when you take a look at a video of the tornado tearing the roof off of a house. Did people live there? Eh? Well, I tell you that tornadoes are showing a sign of the gods. Because the gods already tell us something that we should realize. This is what they say. And for those of us who want to be serious about the life inside of us, then you want to hear the truth. Listen, we have the emergence of civilization that we must leave their church and come and pay tribute to the things of emergence of civilization, the end of the Neolithic age between 4000 and 3000 BC. New developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. So there is the emergence of civilization, and it tells you this. In general terms, culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings, not hominid, but human beings, formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human society, not hominid society, as human society grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. When I'm telling you these things, they are in the book, okay? So it goes on to tell you that the rise of cities, the growth of government, show you that we have government coming from antiquity. These faggots with their AD Anno Domini and 1220 AD law is not for us. These faggots are going to get it, but they won't get it if we farm in full and don't want to pay respect to the truth and let it be what guide us in life. So, yes, it tells you the government that we are from antiquity under civilization. The role of religion, which don't have anything to do with the church. Religion is not church. Never call religion church because it's not theirs. If nobody wants to accept what the truth is saying, go about your business. Go do what you want to do, because even their Pope apologized for sins of the Catholic upon the African people. Nobody else, us. They kill and do all sort of, you know, rugu nonsense to us. And they will never repent because they don't have any heart of repentance. Although they might tell you about Jesus. These white faggots, you must know who they are. Okay? We are the one who is suffering because our head is not good. Well, if you hear clarity that will give your head, some lease on, you know, a healthier brain, well, you should follow it and you will see marvel, you know, done to you who has been sick and now you need the life of the word of the gods in your heart, right? Now, it says, the role of religion, and remember where we are coming from in the end of the Neolithic age, in the 4000 BC, 3000. Remember where we are coming from. Now, we come all the way and they tell you that we have emergence of civilization, the rise of city, the growth of government. And we come now to this point, the role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our existence, gods and goddesses, were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And then it tells you, we are now in a period of a new social structure. This is where we are. But with these sodomites come and do these kind of dynamic stuff with Bible and all these lies, you know, the Bible about what them call him, let me just get this settled down. The talking serpent? Yeah, the talking serpent. Which of us out here today know what the talking serpent is? If you don't know what the talking serpent is in the Bible, call me, I'll tell you. 347-850-1358. I'll tell you, because all these things are coming to light now that we did not know. If you want to know, I'll tell you what I know without any hesitation. All right. So come on now and listen to the tornado story. So it tells you that in Nash County, Wednesday, and this was when you have the EF3 tornado. So, you know, this is a sizable tornado, EF3. Yeah, that's right. And it says here that on cause of fear, amount of damage over the course of the more than 30 minutes it spent on the ground while reaching wind speeds that upward of 150 miles per hour. Authorities estimate 16 people were injured by the fallout of the storm. And it is easy to see why that was the case when you take a look at a video of the tornado tearing the roof off a house that was recorded by the person who was calmly standing inside of its standing inside of it while watching the chaos unfold. So this tearing off the roof of a house that was recorded by the person who was calmly standing inside. inside of it while watching the chaos unfold. And my friend, listen, the best thing that can happen is for one to discover the truth and don't follow a crowd of people out there talking all kind of nonsense and they don't seek the truth that connect us to the Almighty on this planet that you see a lot of things going on here and a lot of people are being slaughtered. Now, if a person, you know, in a house and the tornado, the killer come to destroy you and that house, you know, you consider that it is the God that you're praying to who send a tornado. How would you feel? You know? Now, if you are paying attention, you will know that the church Bible is not for anybody, not for African people. Okay? It is for people who follow white people and their Jesus. I hope that you will find something from what I say, and it's the only way it will work if you find something that is helping you in the right way, as you can prove how it works with you. You can tell if you find the right spirit to dwell inside of you. So you take good care and hopeful that you will find great virtue in the truth that exists for us. So take good care. And I am going to like sing you a melody and see what it says here. Yeah. Fools die for want of wisdom. Let's hear it.
Why do you fight each other?
Let me know when you are ready for dinner. I am trying a new meal service.